Okay, hello everyone, this is Nudge, and I am back with Rhythm Tengoku Arcade. It's been a really long time. I've had a lot of stuff to do, but finally now things are starting to be a little bit calmer, and this means I can continue making recordings. Now, Rhythm Tengoku Arcade is probably going to be put on hold for a bit. There's only three more parts of the series that I'm probably going to make, and I thought I might as well just get back to this, but the next video, or maybe the next few, are not going to be Rhythm Tengoku Arcade, I'm guessing, so. That's one thing. The second thing is that I changed the buffer size of the audio to make it a little bit less laggy. This is what my lag is like now. And this also means that it sounds a little bit more choppy now. It doesn't sound like very smooth. Have to wait for. Okay, there we go. So, stage 7. Game of Santa Castanet. Okay, stage 7 is one of those that I'm not gonna be able to completely show off because of one specific game. I'll talk about that when we get to it. Unfortunately, the stupid bug of the game going out of sync is still here. I couldn't fix that. We start with Karate Number 2. The interesting part about this game is that it doesn't actually change patterns. In fact, it makes it even easier, but this happens. Yeah. Also, the drums are changed as well. Beat is non stop. Yeah. Give you a sense of rhythm. And it's already out of sync. Oh yeah. Hey, Nagi. How's it going? This beat is non-stop. Also, the breaking sounds don't change tempo. Oh crap. Can give you a sense of rhythm. Come on, Nagi. Trust me. This beat is non stop, stop. New groove in your soul. Oh, yeah. This beat, you are growing up well. Hey, Nagi, hold on to your ambition. Hey! And we're almost done. Oh, oh, crap. Messed that up. One, two, three, and this happens. Now, I'm pretty sure I got an okay there. So, since this recording is not going to be that long, I'm going to do this again, and you'll see a difference. You'll see what I mean when I get to that very last part. I'm going to do it again. Hopefully, I can do it a little better, better this time. I'm not going to guarantee it, but maybe. Try again. No! I hate that one. Okay, please. Okay, I missed only one of them. Now, pay attention. Yeah, it changed speed. It was much faster this time. And still okay, so you have to get that one right. Otherwise, you're gonna get an okay. Okay, fair enough. Okay, so next game is gonna be much harder because, you know, Rhythm Tweezers does require quite a lot of rhythm skill, and the fact that it kind of doesn't work is really annoying. The patterns are much more difficult this time around. Also, I can't seem to even press them rapidly enough. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. I'm pressing the D-pad for this, by the way. You can press A or the D-pad, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. What? I pressed that! Oh, 1, 2, 3. Okay, did. Oh. Okay, please. Oh, that was really bad. you have to press A and the D-pad one after the other for that to work. And okay, I really wish I could have shown that off in its, like, in its glory, but unfortunately I can't, because it just, I don't know, there's something about my setup that it doesn't like. Okay, next we have Ninja Bodyguard number 2. And this one is especially hectic because for some reason, the D-pad, the right and left on the arcade, on mine, it doesn't want to work. Well, it does. It's just, it's really hard to twill. Oh, that was 3. Okay. That was my fault. I only did 3. Now, there's 2. Now, that's a little bit harder. Okay, I think I can do this. Maybe. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, let's see if I can do this. No! Got some of them. Okay, now this one's gonna be impossible because my controls just don't allow. Yeah. What who? I can't hit the second one. It's literally impossible. I don't know if it's my keyboard, or if it's the emulator, or if it's the arcade thing itself. I don't know. It just doesn't look. Yeah. Okay, on this too. I don't know. Are you kidding me? I've just put in coins into you. Okay, next is the game that I've been trying not to talk about, because Nightwalk number 2. And the problem with this is it's visual again, but it's like really hard, because I'm just gonna keep pressing A and you'll see what happens. Oh, and I'll add to that that it's gonna go out of sync after a while, so I'm gonna be like very late. Okay. We're up to this point. And then this happens. Yeah, I had to wait. Because if I wouldn't have waited, that happens. You fall down the pit by getting electrocuted by these things that are on the ground. And if you fall into any of those, you get to try again. This makes it impossible for me to play the game, because I have no idea where the holes are. Or not the holes, the electrocuting things. I mean, I could memorize the layout of the level, but I don't actually, there's too many of them. I don't know. So instead, I'm just gonna play the fifth game, which is much better, and then I'm gonna move over to the GBA version and show you remix number 7 on there, because I kinda have to. Okay, Marching Orders 2, with a female voice this time, like this. And also, your pitch is, like, lower for some reason. Entai, eminent, B. Entai, sumet, start. Why did I say B? I mean, yimiki, gi, right? Because I've been playing the GBA version for much longer, so I press B, or say B out of habit. Hidari miki, hidari, entai, sumet, entai, eminent, hidari miki, hidari, mimiki, gi. Yeah, that's, like, a very quick one. You're gonna see a lot more of those in a bit. And it's out of sync again. Entai. Oh, wait. Kamare. Mimiki ni. Mimiki ni. Hidarimiki hidari. Mimiki ni. I press that. And don't pay attention. Like, pay attention to the actual command, if you know what I mean. Okay, this is where it gets hard because. Right. And you have to press A and right at the same time. Left. And fast right. And hidari miki hidari, nimiki ni, nimiki ni, entai, 1, 2, stop, nimiki ni, and nimiki ni, nimiki ni, entai, susume, go. And now you just keep marching, and I'm out of sync, but I'm trying to not be out of sync. And done. That was much longer than the original Marching Orders, that's for sure. What? Where? Where did I fail? I failed like maybe once. What? Okay. So yeah. Is it that if you play the harder sets, it just asks you for more coins? Or is it that if you get okays, it asks you for coins? I'm just gonna let it time out. I don't care at this point. I wonder what happens if you put in one coin. Can you just let it do that? Or is it just gonna increase the time limit by a little bit? I like this music, by the way. Yep, it just killed you. So yeah, that's what happens if you let it go on for long enough. It just kills you. Anyway. I'm gonna move over to the GBA version because I want to show you Marching Orders 2 and Remix 7 a little bit better. Okay, so let's play Marching Orders 2 because I just want to show you what this sounds like normally without the stupid out of sync stuff, just in case you don't know what how some of the commands work, just to make it a little bit more clear. I'm gonna have to get used to the controls because they're like swapped around. A is A and I mean A is B and B is A. Also there's a difference in sound quality here. The square waves sound much different. Inki ni entai sne. Also there's less lag on this one. Nanimiki hidari entai sume entai amine. Nanimiki hidari nimiki ni entai susume go. Entai yamane nimiki ni nimiki ni hidarimiki hidari nimiki ni entai nimiki ni. That's just a right, there's nothing else. Entai, susume, go! Right. Left. And right. Hidari miki hidari, left. Nimiki ni. Nimiki ni. Entai. 1, 2, yamane, B. Nimiki ni. 耳ゲッピ、耳ゲッピ、全体進め、Go! And now just keep going. And since this is much, this is not out of sync, I can quite easily complete it. And superb! Yay, yay, ew. So yeah, now, yes, there's perfect attempts, I know. Okay, remix number 7. This one is hectic as hell. It's got a huge amount of different games in it. It basically puts remix 1, 2, and 4 into its own thing. I'm going to try to give a few pointers along the way, like talking about what I'm doing, but okay, just pay very close attention. Here we go. We start with marching orders. But we have
Mimiki ni Mimiki ni Tentai Tomara,
and then karate and space dance. Turn right. Oh, I missed that. Now we have trampoline. A D-pad and both. Back to karate. Get. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Wah! I love that part. Okay, now we're on to remix number 2, which starts with that, and then calligraphy. One, two. And then we have clappy trio. 1, 2, 3. Now don't get used to that for much longer because this happens. Not that. Not that. And
Entai
Susumi. Why is that so high pitched?
Entai
Kamara. And tap trial out of nowhere. And then sneaky spirits like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ew. Now this part, I'm just gonna die. Oh, I don't know what that was. Karate. 2, 3, 4. Din 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 din. And pop 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 punch. And now we have penguins, showtime, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, clappy trio, but there's 4 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, space ball. And 1, 2, 3, space ball. Weird. Now, this is really weird. Listen closely. 1, 2. Yeah, it's tap trial, but it's like really weird. And then, this happens. I have no idea what that was. 1, space dance, turn right. 2, 3, 4. Bunny hop, ew. Yeah, that was unexpected as hell. And that was really the only way I would know what all these are is by playing it like a million times. So, yeah, just... that's the key. You just play it like a million times and then you memorize it. So yeah, that was set number 7. I hope you've enjoyed. And part 8 is going to be a little bit better, because I think I may actually be able to do the remix, but I'm probably going to showcase remix 8 in the GBA version as well, because it's going to make it much easier to understand. It's like the ultimate remix. No, it doesn't have every single game in it, but it's got a lot of different games and a lot of really cool rhythms, and what you'll see when you get to it. When I get to it. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this part, and as I said, I think Rhythm Tengoku Arcade is going to be put on hold for a little bit, because I'm planning on working on a few other things, and I'll see you in whatever my next video is going to be. Goodbye for now.